Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Let's just jump right in here. I also don't have any relationships to disclose. So as everybody knows, the dramatic increase in obesity and overweight in our nation has led to an epidemic of diabetes. The prevalence is currently estimated at 25.8 million, or about 8% of the population. And this will undoubtedly lead to an increase in morbidity and mortality, as diabetes is a major cause of heart disease and stroke, and the seventh leading cause of death in our nation. There are also large disparities in diabetes disease burden. When we look at adults who have ever been diagnosed with diabetes, we see that 12.6% of non-Hispanic blacks and 11.8% of Hispanics have ever been diagnosed, compared to 7.1% of non-Hispanic whites. And this disparity is projected to increase over time, unfortunately. Black males are anticipated to have the fastest growing rate of diagnosed diabetes among all the racial groups, and 20% of Hispanic adults are projected to have diabetes by the year 2031. So there's been a number of studies on diabetes disparities at the national level, and there's a clear need to translate this data into action. But prevalence and corresponding disparities can vary greatly at the local level, and applying these national data to local level efforts can be challenging. So on the other hand, community level analyses can provide insight into variation at the community level, and they have the potential to shape interventions locally. So the purpose of this study was twofold: to characterize racial and ethnic diabetes disparities in Chicago at both the city and zip code level in order to estimate disease burden in the communities that we serve at Sinai Hospital, and also to apply targeted diabetes interventions where they are most needed. So we employed an ecologic analysis using hospital discharge data in Chicago, and we looked at both inpatient and emergency department discharges with the diagnosis of diabetes, and also within those, both principal and any diagnosis of diabetes. And we looked at discharges by race, ethnicity, and by zip code. And then we used population data to calculate rates, and we had that data at both the city and zip code level. And at the zip code level, we also looked at the racial and ethnic makeup of the zip code and the median household income. So we used those data sets to calculate a 3-year average age-adjusted diabetes discharge rate with hospital data from 2008 through 2010. And again, we did this at both the city and zip code level for inpatient and ED discharges. And then at the zip code level, we also performed a correlation analysis looking at the average diabetes discharge rate, the racial makeup of the zip code, and the median household income. So I wanted to start by showing you some of the city level results. These are the average diabetes discharge rates per 10,000 population for both inpatient and emergency department by race, ethnicity. So if we start by looking at the inpatient side, we can see clearly that non-Hispanic blacks have the highest rate at 43 per 10,000 population, followed by Hispanics at 26 and non-Hispanic whites at 12.3. And that gray bar in the middle is the rate for Chicago, and for inpatient it's about 30 per 10,000 population. So when we calculate rate ratios, we could say that non-Hispanic blacks are 3.5 times as likely to be discharged with a diagnosis of diabetes compared to non-Hispanic whites in Chicago. And Hispanics are twice as likely to be discharged with a diagnosis of diabetes compared to non-Hispanic whites. And we found similar trends from the emergency department discharges and actually even larger rate ratios. So on the emergency department side, we could say non-Hispanic blacks are 5 times more likely to be discharged with a diagnosis of diabetes compared to non-Hispanic whites. And Hispanics are almost 3 times as likely to be discharged with a diagnosis of diabetes. So we had this, we knew that there was large disparities nationally and at the city level, but then we wanted to see what was going on at the zip code level, since this can vary a lot spatially and also because Chicago is so segregated. So we started by performing our correlation analysis at the zip code level, looking at the discharge rate and then percent black and percent white of the zip code and the median household income of the zip code. So we found a strong positive correlation between percent black and the discharge rate. So as the percent black among zip codes in Chicago increased, so did the diabetes discharge rate. And we found the opposite for white. So as percent white among zip codes increased, the diabetes discharge rate decreased. And then, as you may expect, we found that wealth was protective. So as the median household income among zip codes increased, the diabetes discharge rate decreased. And we did this for both inpatient and emergency department discharges for principal or any diagnosis of diabetes, and all trends were similar in direction and significance. So we wanted to take it one step further and stratify the correlation by race. So we looked at the relationship between discharge rate and median household income within zip codes that we categorized as a predominant race. So that was zip codes that had greater than 60% black or white. We weren't able to do this with Hispanic zip codes because there was only four that were predominantly Hispanic, and so the sample size was too small. But when we look at white zip codes, the relationship between discharge rate and median household income was still negative and significant for the most part. So wealth was still serving as a protective factor among white zip codes. So the higher the median household income, the lower the discharge rate. But then when we looked at the predominantly black zip codes, the relationship lost strength and significance. So this suggested that the protective effect of wealth that we saw overall at the city level and within white zip codes was not translating to the zip codes who were predominantly black. So we then wanted to look at this, how the discharge rates were laid out spatially. This is a zip code map of Chicago, and because we had already seen a high correlation between discharge rate and percent black, and because Chicago is so segregated, we hypothesized that the zip codes with the highest discharge rate would be clustered on the west and south sides of Chicago, which are the areas with the highest minority populations. So these are the discharge rates going from light gray to dark gray is increasing in magnitude. So the zip codes with the lightest gray are zip codes with a discharge rate that is comparable to the national rate of about 20 per 10,000 population. The next lightest gray are comparable to the Chicago rate of about 30. And as you can see, the two highest tiers of discharge rate are clustered on the west and south side of Chicago, which is what we expected and predicted. So we then wanted to overlay this map looking at zip codes that were predominantly black and see how closely they aligned spatially. So when we overlay it with zip codes that are predominantly black, they line up almost perfectly, and almost every zip code in the highest tier of discharge rate is also predominantly black, which is what we expected because of the correlation analysis. We then took it one step further and wanted to look at this map with an overlay of just a more general minority population. So we did predominantly black or Hispanic to see if that would account for the rest of the zip codes with within the highest tier of discharge rate. So this also just shows in general how segregated Chicago is. But as you can see, basically the entire west and south side is predominantly black or Hispanic, and that accounts for all of the zip codes with the highest discharge rate in the top two tiers. So just kind of to summarize our findings, as you have seen, the black-white disparity was really striking at the city level. And this is consistent with previous studies where blacks have been found to have higher prevalence of diabetes and also higher hospitalization rates than whites. We're also thinking that perhaps the Hispanic-white disparity may be underestimated in this data set because Hispanics are a lot less likely to be diagnosed with diabetes. So that's one of the tricky things when you're using hospitalization data, that you may be missing a whole segment of the population that has never been actually diagnosed. There was also greater evidence of a disparity within the ED visits. And previous studies have shown that blacks and Hispanic diabetics are more likely to be admitted to the hospital on an emergency basis and also have a higher acute complication rate when hospitalized. So this suggests that access to preventive care may be a major factor in the number and types of hospitalizations among different racial and ethnic groups. There's one major limitation to this study, and unfortunately it's a limitation in all hospitalization studies. These are number of hospitalizations, not unique patients. So it's really important to keep that in mind when you're interpreting the results, especially because the populations that we're looking at, non-Hispanic blacks, Hispanics, and high poverty populations, are more likely to be readmitted, and there's no way to account for that in the data. So our results were still consistent with national estimates for prevalence and hospitalizations, but it's important to keep that in mind when you're interpreting the results, that they may be inflated because of readmissions. Also, with any ecologic analysis, at the zip code level, we can't necessarily say that there's a relationship between race, income, and discharge, or that that relationship from the zip code level can be translated to individuals within the zip code. So just to summarize, as you've seen, diabetes discharge rates vary greatly by race, ethnicity, and zip code in Chicago, and these differences may be masked at the national or even city level. So local level data is needed to create targeted neighborhood-specific interventions to address these disparities, and we are actually using these data currently to inform our interventions that we have at the local level. And that's it.